I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lomom, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt Girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is Friday, May 20th. And we are just going to look back on games 2 and 3 of the Western Conference Finals and game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals and a little tiny bit of news and notes. And starting off with game 2 of the San Jose Sharks versus the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis from May 17th. The lineup for the Blues was Jaden Schwartz with Jori Lehterä and Vladimir Tarasenko, Robbie Fabbri with Paul Stastny and Troy Brouwer, Patrick Berglund, Alexander Steen, and David Backes, Steve Ott with Kyle Brodziak and Scotty Upshaw. On defense, you had Jay Bouwmeester with Alex Pietrangelo, Joel Edmondson with Kevin Shattenkirk, Carl Gunnarsson with Colton Parayko, and Brian Elliott in the net. And then for the San Jose Sharks, you had Tomas Hertl with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Jonas Donskoot, Melker Carlson with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubris with Nick Smalling and Tommy Wingles, and then Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Justin Braun on defense, along with Paul Martin with Brent Burns and Brendan Dillon with Roman Polak with Martin Jones in the net. In the first period, the San Jose Sharks scored 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the game when Tommy Wingles scored his second of the playoffs from Dana Zubris and Justin Braun their first and fourth of the playoffs respectively. Then 11:26, David Backes would be called for tripping, and then at 13:38, Chris Tierney would be called for tripping. At the end of the first period, San Jose would be up 1-0. Shots were 10-9 in favor of the Sharks. Faceoffs were 9-7 in favor of St. Louis. Hits were 14-11 in favor of St. Louis. And on the power play, both teams were 0-1. Then going into the second period, 4:45 into the period, Logan Couture would be called for holding, and at 6:46, Troy Brouwer would be called for slashing. Then on that power play at 7:04, Brent Burns would score his fifth of the playoffs from Joe Pavelski and Logan Couture, their 6th and 11th of the playoffs respectively. Then at 8:03, Steve Ott would be called for interference. San Jose would be up 2-0 at the end of the second intermission. Shots were 19-15 in favor of the Sharks. Faceoffs were 17-16 in favor of St. Louis. Hits were 30-20 in favor of St. Louis. And on the power play, the Sharks were 1-for-3, where the Blues were 0-for-2. And then going into the third period, 32 seconds in, Patrick Marleau would get a double minor for high sticking, followed by a penalty 5 minutes into the period, when Jay Bouwmeester would be called for slashing. Then 11:34, Troy Brouwer would be called for high sticking. On that penalty, on the power play, at 11:58, Brent Burns would score his second of the game and his 6th of the playoffs from Patrick Marleau and Logan Couture, their 6th and 11th and 12th of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 13:19, Roman Polak would be called for interference. Then at 14:55, Paul Martin would be called for slashing. Then at 19:41, with the empty net wide open, Dana Zubris would get his first of the playoffs, which would be unassisted. The San Jose Sharks would go on to win the game 4-0. Shots were 26-24 in favor of St. Louis. Faceoffs were 28-23 in favor of St. Louis. Hits were 32-27 in favor of St. Louis. And the power play was 2-for-5 for the Sharks and 0-for-6 for the Blues. Obviously, with this, it's not good for St. Louis. They end up splitting the series at home with the Sharks 1 game apiece. Going into San Jose, the series is now tied 1 apiece. Then going into game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final on the 18th of May, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Pittsburgh Penguins. or no, the Pittsburgh Penguins at the Tampa Bay Lightning. The lineup for the Lightning was Andre Palat with Valtteri Filppula and Jonathan Drouin, Alex Killorn with Tyler Johnson and Nikita Kucherov, Cedric Paquette with Brian Boyle and Ryan Callahan, Jonathan Marchessault with Vladislav Namestnikov and JT Brown. Then you had Victor Hedman with Anton Strålman, Jason Garrison with Andre Schuster, Matt Kral with Braden Coburn, and Andre Vasilevsky in the net. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, you had Chris Kunitz with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Connor Sheary with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust, Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackl with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair, Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang on the first defensive pairing, Trevor Daley with Ben Lovejoy on the second defensive pairing, and Ian Cole with Justin Schultz on the third defensive pairing. And you had Matt Murray in the net for the Pens. In the first period, the only thing that happened was at 17:42 when Patrick Hornquist would be called for slashing. At the end of the first, it'd be tied 0-0. Shots were 12-10 in favor of the Lightning. Faceoffs were tied 7 apiece. Hits were 11-7 in favor of the Lightning. And on the power play, Pittsburgh did not have one, but Tampa Bay was 0-1. Then going into the second period at 3:57, Ryan Callahan would be called for holding. And then at 19:50, Carl Hagelin would score his fifth of the playoffs from Phil Kessel, his ninth assist of the playoffs. Pittsburgh would go into the second intermission, up 1-0. Shots were 31-18 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 20-16 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 17-12 in favor of Tampa Bay. And both teams were 0-1 on the power play. Then going into the third period at 5:16, Phil Kessel will score his seventh of the playoffs from Nick Bonino and Carl Hagelin, their 10th and 6th assists of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 5:30, Tyler Johnson would score his fifth of the playoffs from Nikita Kucherov and Andre Palat, both their 4th assist of the playoffs. Then at 9:05, both Andre Palat and Chris Letang would both be called for roughing. Then at 9:53, Braden Coburn would be called for elbowing, which on that power play at 10:50, Sidney Crosby would score his fifth of the playoffs from Evgeny Malkin and Justin Schultz, 7th and 1st of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 13:12, Chris Kunitz would score his 2nd of the playoffs, which was unassisted. And then at 14:12, Braden Coburn would be called for high sticking. Then Tampa Bay would get back on the board with a goal at 18:16 when Andre Palat would score his 4th of the playoffs from Nikita Kucherov and Matt Kral, both their 5th assists of the playoffs. And then at 19:41, Alex Killorn would be called for roughing and get a 10-minute misconduct, and Trevor Daley would also be called for roughing. At the end of the game, Pittsburgh won 4-2. Shots were 48-28 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 34-30 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 30-16 in favor of Tampa Bay. And the Pens were 1-for-3 on the power play. And Tampa Bay is 0-for-1. The Penguins take the 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight at 8 p.m. in Tampa Bay. And with that, we are going to go to break. We're going to, when we come back, we'll cover Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, do a little bit of news and notes. Ladies and gentlemen, AwesomeCon is coming right up sooner than you think. June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, John Barrowman, Peter Capaldi, Riddle, Kevin Smith, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit awesome-con.com.
On Friday, June 10th at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland, Jimmy's Famous Seafood presents MCW Slamboree. Come see the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, for a very special meet and greet. Plus, for one night only, Johnny Crab Cakes will be in action, and former WWE superstar Damian Sandow will also be in action. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MarylandWrestling.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And it's now time for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals, which took place last night. The lineups for the St. Louis Blues was Jaden Schwartz with Alexander Steen and Vladimir Tarasenko, Robbie Fabry with Paul Stastny and Troy Brower, Patrick Berglund with Jori Lehterä and David Backes, Dmitry Jaskin with Kyle Brodziak and Magnus Pajarvi. Defense pairings for Jay Bouwmeester with Alex Pietrangelo, Kevin Shattenkirk with Colton Parayko, Carl Gunnarsson with Robert Bertuzzo, and Brian Elliott in the net. For the San Jose Sharks, it was Tomas Hertl with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Jonas Donskoy, Melker Karlsson with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubrus with Nick Spaulding and Tommy Wingles. Defense pairings were Mark-Edward Vlasic with Justin Braun, Paul Martin with Brett Burns, and Brendan Dillon with Roman Polak, with Martin Jones starting in goal for the Sharks. In the first period, the Sharks would get on the board at 15:53 of the first period by Tomas Hertl, his fourth of the playoffs, from Joe Pavelski and Joe Thornton, their seventh and ninth respectively. Then at 19:52, Alex Pietrangelo would be called for charging. San Jose would be up 1-0 at the end of the first. St. Louis had 9 shots to San Jose 7. Faceoffs were 11-8 in favor of the Sharks. Hits were 21-12 in favor of the Sharks. And both teams were 0-0 on the power play, with San Jose with their first in progress at the end of the period. Then in the second period at 11:44, Jonas Donskoy would score his fourth of the playoffs from Logan Couture, his 13th assist of the playoffs. Then Logan Couture would be called for high sticking later on in the period. San Jose would go into the second intermission up 2-0. Shots were 15-13 in favor of the Blues. Faceoffs were tied at 16 apiece. Hits were 34-16 in favor of the Blues. And both teams were 0-1 on the power play. Then going into the third period at 6:09, Tomas Hertl would score his second of the game and fifth of the playoffs from Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, their 10th and 8th of the playoffs respectively. And then at 19:15, Alex Pietrangelo would be called for elbowing. San Jose would win the game 3-0, back-to-back shutouts for the Sharks. Shots were 22-16 in favor of the Blues. Faceoffs were 32-22 in favor of the Blues. Hits were 41-21 in favor of the Sharks. And then on the power play, the Blues were 0-1 and the Sharks were 0-2. I'm not going to lie. These conference finals suck. And I mean it in the nicest way possible, because I'm not trying to say that any of these teams are bad, because obviously they're not, because they're in the conference finals. But, you know, after dominant game ones by Tampa Bay and St. Louis, you know, San Jose and Pittsburgh have just sucked the life out of both teams in these last two games. And, you know, I'm hoping tonight against the Penguins that Tampa Bay turns around and can even this series. You know, same with St. Louis tomorrow when they take on San Jose. It would be nice. But, man, I don't know. It's just, it's rough, because you would expect so much more from, you know, Tampa Bay and St. Louis, and you just haven't gotten it. And then just now, as I was getting ready to hit the record button, Ken Hitchcock announced that Jake Allen's going to start in net for the Blues tomorrow in game 4. So it stinks that it was like that for these last few. I mean, it's literally to the point where it's like, I watched game 2 and 3 of the West Finals, and after the second period, you just don't want to watch the game anymore. You know, it was like, oh, well, you could see that San Jose is just dominating the living daylights out of St. Louis. You know, in the game against Pittsburgh, you could just tell after, it is like, what's the point of watching the third period? You know, Pittsburgh is dominating Tampa Bay. So it's a little frustrating, but, you know, hopefully tonight Tampa Bay can turn it around. Tomorrow, you know, St. Louis can turn it around. Obviously, with Tampa Bay, now it's just been I think Steven Stamkos has been the ultimate distraction to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think anyone wants to come out and say that, but being how it's like, that's the big news headline right now for anything Tampa Bay is, oh, will Stamkos play because he's practicing? Get over it. The guy ain't going to play these playoffs. And if he does, it's a miracle that he's allowed to because of the blood thinners. So with that, I'm going to shift focus. We're going to do some NHL news and notes. There were some awards finalists announced yesterday. Jim Rutherford of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Brian McClellan of the Washington Capitals, and Jim Neal of the Dallas Stars were named finalists for the 2016 NHL General Manager of the Year Award. It's the first time any of the three have been a finalist for the award, which has been presented since the 2009-10 season. The 30 lead GMs and a panel of NHL executives and media members voted for the award at the conclusion of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And obviously the winner will be announced along with all the other winners at the 2016 NHL Awards at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas on June 22nd. Rutherford made one of the biggest splashes of the summer when he traded for Phil Kessel from the Toronto Maple Leafs. He also acquired for Nick Bonino in a trade with the Vancouver Canucks and signed free agent forwards Eric Fair and Matt Cullen. During the season, he made trades that brought in forward Carl Hagelin, defenseman Trevor Daley. His most important move might have been hiring Mike Sullivan as coach to replace Mike Johnston on December 12th. The Penguins went 33-16-5 in 54 games under Sullivan, and their 71 points in that span were third in the league. McClellan's offseason moves, most notably the signing of forward Justin Williams and the acquisition of forward TJ Oshie from the St. Louis Blues, helped the Capitals win the President's Trophy with 120 points and set a team record with 56 wins. Neal added experience and skill throughout his lineup with offseason additions of forward Patrick Sharp, defenseman Johnny Oduya, and goaltender Antti Niemi. The combination of the new and remaining players helped the Stars win a division title for the first time since 2005-06 and finish with the most points in the Western Conference. And then moving on to the next thing, a little newsworthy thing. Pittsburgh has this line called the HBK line. Also, you know, it's for Hagelin, Bonino, and Kessel. Well, because of that, and anyone who listens to the other podcast that I do, or who has heard the commercials on this podcast for Maryland Championship Wrestling, knows I'm a big wrestling fan. And one event I recently covered for MCW on my podcast, The Experience, is that Shawn Michaels was there, the Heartbreak Kid. Or as everyone calls him, HBK. Well, it came to his attention during Game 2 that the Pittsburgh Penguins had the HBK line due to some tweets from some fans. He was actually invited to go to Game 5 in Pittsburgh on... what's Game 5 for them? Their Game 5 is on the 22nd, which is Sunday. And he was offered... former Pittsburgh Steelers defenseman lineman Brett Keisel's seat, which the Keisel offered himself. And it just came out yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday, that Shawn Michaels will be going to Pittsburgh to watch the Penguins play the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 at the Consol Energy Center on Sunday. That will be interesting. Especially the fact that this is the exact same time, even though Michaels is retired and is in the WWE Hall of Fame, at the very same time, WWE is going to be doing their Extreme Rules pay-per-view. So I find that quite ironic that Game 5 for the Penguins and Lightning with Shawn Michaels in attendance is at the same time as a WWE pay-per-view. So it's really cool. It's been really interesting to see how, you know, thanks to Twitter, the reach out that has gone to celebrities and, of course, brand new fans. When you think about Tony X, when he started watching the St. Louis Blues in the playoffs. So it's really cool. And speaking about Twitter, you can follow this podcast at Experience Hockey and then on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And as always, we have been brought to you by the Tilted Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice. And the next time that will be on Tuesday, May 24th, after Games 4 and 5 of both series have been played.